In today's episode, we're talking prawns eyes, guarantees, and what they've got to do with helping you stand out from the crowd.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
And welcome back to the Tradies Business Show, episode 20. And we're officially back to work this week. Well, we are. I think there's a few people still feeling the effects of a very good Christmas, maybe sweating out some alcohol.
There has been warm weather where we are, so it's good to see an easy way to get all that excess Christmas cheer out.
It is. So time to get serious. We're back on the tools and back at it, Michaela, aren't we?
Back at work.
So I'm Warwick, and I've got Michaela with me, my co-host. And, we're looking forward to a big 2015. We've just done a little bit of planning for the show, and we've got more to go. But some pretty cool stuff coming this year. I'm feeling very excited about this.
Yeah, and we're really hoping to connect with as many listeners as we can and make this show as valuable as we possibly can for everyone out there listening, and just want to make life a bit easier for everyone.
Absolutely. Got to make it easier for the tradies out there. They're a big part of the economy.
And so to start the show, we'll just do a shout out to our show sponsor, MYOB PayDirect, which provides mobile payment solutions for those that work out on the field. So if this year's all about improving your cash flow and providing better customer service, head to tradiesbusinessshow.com/MYOB and there will be details about the MYOB PayDirect solution.
Sounds good. Nothing like getting the cash in your bank account the minute you finish the job. So it's a great way to help help with the cash flow.
And pay back those credit card bills that you rocked up.
Buying, apparently GoPros were the number one selling Christmas gift this year.
I know someone that got one.
Yeah, well, testament to that was the fact that my wife couldn't actually get one for me. They'd sold out, so... anyway, it was a bit of a debacle, but I got one in my little hands anyway, so...
Cool. Maybe we should do a GoPro podcast episode.
I'll do a helmet cam version of the podcast and put the video on the website or something. Go to our Instagram accounts and check it out there. But, yeah, look, serious business. Today we want to talk about prawns eyes, don't we, Michaela?
We do.
Well, I want to talk about prawns eyes anyway. I ate a few prawns over Christmas, maybe a few too many based on... the fit of my trousers today. But how to get your business to stick out like prawns eyes. It's an interesting topic, and we were talking about this before we hit record on today's episode, is the number of tradies getting around saying the same stuff. Everyone's just saying the same thing about their business, aren't they?
They are, and every homepage and website say the same thing, you know. Locally owned and operated.
Because you were saying before, like, pretty much everybody's first paragraph on their website sucks. Is that right?
It is, completely.
I've just upset everybody listening, and they're going to go, "This Michaela chick, I hate her."
Oh, look, you know, yeah, everyone's been in business over 20 years. They're locally owned and operated. You know, we provide good quality service. Well, you're not going to say you're going to provide bad quality service, are you?
Like, maybe that could be an interesting marketing exercise. We do a shitty job.
We're not going to turn up on time or return your calls until we're ready.
But it is true. Everybody's kind of saying the same thing. And, that whole locally owned and no job too big, too small. I mean, what does that even mean? Hmm. It certainly doesn't mean anything to prospective customers. So a big part of marketing, and I know we've talked marketing on the show previously, but really wanted to dive into this a little bit more, is actually standing out from the crowd and setting yourself apart from your competition and some of the other operators out there. And there's some really simple ways to do that, isn't there?
Yeah, there certainly is. And, you know, you really got to make it easy for people to choose between you and somebody else, you know, when there's 10 options on the front page of a Google homepage. You really need your business to stand out, not only online, but when you're driving around and what you put on your truck and everything like that. Like, you know, our attention spans is about 8 seconds now, which
I don't think mine's even that long.
So how quickly can we make an impact is really important.
Totally. And look, I want to chuck something out there that scares a lot of tradies when I talk to them about this, and a lot of my clients – either have one of these or they're working on one or they'd like to have one. And it's it's not what you're thinking, Michaela. Stop looking at me like that. Good thing this is an audio production. But it's a guarantee. And now before you tune out or run off the road thinking, oh, I'm not going to guarantee anything. People are going to take advantage of it. They're going to rip me off. They're going to hide in the bushes to get the free pizza because it took longer than 30 minutes to deliver it. And I'm sure a lot of us have had a crack at that that prank. But the thing is, when I talk to people, and I'm sure you're the same, Michaela, they're already doing that in their business just out of good service.
Yeah, and I know that some industries, you know, they have to have a 7-year guarantee with their work. Well, people don't know that. People don't know that it's governed that you need to give a quantity, a guarantee to your workmanship.
Mm, totally.
So let people know that.
Use it in your marketing.
Mm.
It's not dishonest. And even more than that is when I say to people, and I ask, I'm asking you as a listener, if something goes wrong with the work you did for me, what would you do? Would you come back and fix it? And would you do it for free? And 9 times out of 10, the answer is yes.
Hmm.
So you're already guaranteeing your work just from a service point of view. Say that in your marketing. Turn that into some sort of a little marketing message or an icon for your website or a big sticker on the side of your van instead of the whole locally owned and operated, no job too big or small, is, you know, 100% guarantee or cashback guarantee. Now, the beautiful thing about having that sort of a guarantee in your business is you can write your own terms and conditions for it.
Hmm.
So you can actually make the rules around it and say what circumstances will actually trigger it and what you're going to do. And I know, you know, there's some tradies that we've spoken to where if they're late, they give, I think it's $50 or $25 or something cash.
That's right. If they haven't called to say they're going to be late or they're going to be late, they give that cash back guarantee, which, you know, if the biggest pain point for a lot of customers is that tradies don't turn up or they're late, well, you've just solved that objection straight away.
Totally. And so what that does then is, apart from actually making you stand out from the crowd and from your competition, what it does is also reduces the fear or the risk for those prospective clients to buy from you.
Mm.
So that they go, well, if you're willing to guarantee that, then you're obviously going to turn up on time because nobody wants to pay out $25 just for being late.
So someone that's doing a really good job with guarantees is actually our next real tradie story for our next episode, and that's Nick May from Walls by Design. Now, he has an amazing warranty program. So he has a lifetime warranty, but he also has this thing called Touch-Ups for Life.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I'm just reading it off his website here. G'day, Nick, if you're listening. So Walls by Design will perform up to an hour of touch-ups in your home once a year for as long as you live in your home. This is to include all surfaces that we've painted and on anything that does not require a ladder. So that goes back to what I was saying, is you can write the conditions of your warranties or guarantees yourself, but it still sounds awesome. It's touch-ups for life. I mean, how cool is that?
I know. Who wouldn't want to get their house painted with that?
So if your kid runs their push bike into a wall, Nick and the crew will come out and touch it up for you for free.
Yeah, and often what they find is new jobs. You know, they're touching their customers. They're getting back in front of their customers every year.
Yeah,
so if they're extending, they stay top of mind, it's just going to lead to long-term business and referrals. You're going to say at the next barbecue, hey, my painter came back 2 years later and touched up a wall. Like, how cool is that?
Totally, totally. So using those guarantees, it's not – I just think sometimes tradies get hung up on the whole legality of it and people taking advantage of it. But honestly, the number of people that really take the mickey and misuse those guarantees is so minute, and it's far outweighed by the marketing benefit of people going, oh, touch-ups for life. Well, I'm using you guys over the other dude that says locally owned and operated, you know, no job too big or too small. So it's a great way to set yourself apart and stick out like prawn's eyes.
Yeah, and most people also forget those guarantees as well. So you can say right. it and they'll get the original job, but, you know, I'm terrible at remembering that kind of stuff.
Yeah, totally. How many discount coupons and loyalty cards and stuff have we got floating around? That's it's like, ah, damn it, that one's expired too. I can't use it.
So another great way to stick out like prawn's eyes is looking at, you know, a charity angle or what's bigger than your business.
Mm. And we had Tony from H2 Pro Plumbing back in episode 15 where they've attached themselves to a charity or actually, you know, been big drivers behind the charity of Give a Crap, I think it was, the toilet paper, which I thought was awesome. But that's really getting him in front of some different people. It's getting some positive talk around his business on social media. And again, it's setting him apart from the other plumbers in his area. So if I'm looking at choosing a plumber and I can see that he's got all this cool stuff going on and obviously it all needs to be on website and social media channels, that's going to give me a lot better feeling about using them, and I'm going to do the whole know, like and trust thing and feel like I know them or I trust them more, so I'm much more likely to use that company.
That's right. And if I'm going to spend money on getting my toilet fixed and I know it might help somebody else from a charity angle, well, I'm going to pick them because at least I'll know I'll be contributing in even a small way. And it will make me remember him. Like, he's getting known as the guy that gives out the toilet paper, you know, so people do remember him.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a key point too, Michaela, is that people remember that business because it's not just about the first job. It's about then if there's more work to be done by that client down the track, instead of them forgetting that you were the guy or gal that came out and saw them 18 months ago or 3 years ago and they go back to Google to do that whole process again, they actually go, well, they probably got your number in their mobile phone,
yeah.
So they just ring you directly, or they at least remember the name because you've stayed in touch with them, they're familiar with you, and there's just no question that they'll come back and use you again.
Yeah, and if you're going back to their website and you see the toilet paper again or that guarantee, that's another trick. Oh, yeah, no, I have used those guys before. That's right, they did a great job. I'm just going to call them again.
Yep, absolutely. And so I suppose I can bundle up a whole bunch of simple things that we can use to set ourselves apart from our competition.
Like a quick fire.
Yeah, like a laundry list if you're in the US of E. But basically it's all the little things, and we have talked about them before. They've been covered by many of the guests we've had on the show so far. But it's the little things like turning up on time. Or better still, 5 minutes early, of taking your shoes off if you're working in a customer house, cleaning up after yourself, you know, even sending simple little things that don't cost a lot of money these days. I mean, I think I was looking at some websites recently where you can send reminder SMSs from your computer for like 8 cents per message. And just a quick reminder text to say, hey, just confirming that we'll be out at your place at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. I mean, those little things don't take a lot of work, they don't cost a lot of money, and they make a massive difference to people's perception of you. Now, obviously, that's after you've got the work, but there's a lot of things you can do before you get the job that are going to set you apart as well.
Yeah, and if you're standing out, they're going to remember you and refer you again. And again, we've said it before, answering your phone, you know, or following up quotes, you know. So many people don't follow up quotes just to see if they've got any questions.
That's right.
You know, or following up 12 months after the work's been done.
Yeah, that following up quotes, oh, don't get me started on that, Michaela.
But these are, you know, easy, simple things that you can do in your business that don't cost a lot of money. And, you know,
even small changes. Yep.
Returning calls when you finish work at the end of the day or during the day, or at least having your phone answered, all those kind of little things, they really do make a difference. And
I'm going to plug your business here, Michaela, because – yeah, I know you don't like to do this, but there's a lot of tradies out there who get a lot of inquiries, and it takes a lot of time to answer those calls and actually get back to people, and sometimes they're time wasters and it's hard to tell, and you don't want to really burn people off, assuming they might be tire kickers, but because, you know, there could be good work in there. It makes sense to me to have someone like you and your team answering the phone no matter what. Free me up as the tradie to do what I'm good at and have you almost screen calls in some ways, but, you know, set you up with a great script and some basic questions that you can ask so that the message comes through pretty much with a qualified lead, so that by the time I get it as the tradie, I know that this person is actually seriously wanting some work done and I'm probably going to go and do a quote.
Yeah, and we can even take it a step further and book in that quote. So it's already in your diary. You don't even have to think about it. If you block off Saturdays or certain afternoons to do quoting, all you're doing is, you know, opening up your diary. You've got pre-qualified leads in there that are ready to go. We've checked the day before to make sure you're going out, and then you can go out. So we can even take it that next step further. But even having someone answer your phone, you know, most people don't leave messages. So, and they don't want to be called back at 8 o'clock that night.
That's right, or on Sundays.
No. So it's even those simple things of just being able to answer basic questions and things like that, which isn't taking away from your billable time, can really make a difference as well. And, you know, so many guys complain they get, you know, 60-odd calls a day. Well, how can you possibly be productive with that many interruptions?
I know. And I work with tradies at that level in my business, and I know that they could really be more productive from a working on the business point of view if they could farm out some of that stuff. So, look, go check out Michaela and her team's services. The links are on our show page. So hit up tradiesbusinessshow.com. You'll find the links on there. But seriously, it doesn't cost a lot of money to get your phone answered, for example, or get some of those simple things taken care of. And it does make a big difference in people's perception of you, because I talk to lots of people who won't leave voicemails. They just won't leave a message. If they're ringing a business to make an inquiry, whether it's tradies or anything else, quite often they'll just go to the next one on their list if you don't answer the phone. So it's such a critical way to set yourself apart from the other businesses out there that you're competing with.
Yeah, and it becomes really cost-effective too when you're winning more jobs. So
that's the thing. It's that whole return on investment thing. So yeah.
So check us out at tradiesva.com.au. Sorry, I had to put a plug in.
I think you should, because it's a great service. So, yeah, look, there's a whole bundle of things that you can be doing to set your business apart. Any final thoughts on that, Michaela? Any ones you want to slip in at the end?
Oh, just take some action. Maybe just pick one thing that we've mentioned today and give it a trial and see how it goes.
That's the thing. Just have a crack. Try it out. If it doesn't work, that's fine. Tell us. Send us an email and tell us it was crap and it didn't work. But the flip side is, let's make a deal. If it does work, so if you try some of these things and it works out for you, please tell us about it. We'd love to hear your stories. You can do that in a couple of ways. So go to tradiesbusinessshow.com and leave us a voicemail. There's a little SpeakPipe voicemail widget plug-in thingamajig on there that you just click on and record a quick little message for us. If it's clean, we'll play it on the show. And the other way to leave us some feedback is please go to iTunes and leave us a rating, but more importantly, leave us a review, because we really want to get this show out to as many tradies as possible. We're getting some great feedback from you guys, and we want to make sure this goes out to as many people as we can. And leaving us a review, apart from telling us that the show's great, or maybe it's not, it really does help get us up there in iTunes. So go leave us a review and we'll read them out on the show. And with that in mind, let's grab a couple of reviews now. Should we pick some good ones, Michaela?
We should, as you get the computer in front of you. Well, this is very high tech.
I don't know if anyone's going to believe this, but we haven't had a bad review yet. Come on, somebody give us a critical review. I dare you. I dare you out there.
Don't get it too much. What are you doing?
All right, so I'm going to read a couple out here. We've got one here. Brilliant. 5 stars. Look at that. By Tim Procheck Auto. Really helpful and easy to follow, easy to listen to while driving around. Hopefully hands-free, Tim. Another one here. Fantastic. Another 5 stars by Will Hugh. Really enjoy listening to the other tradies and what has worked for them. Keep them coming. I'm not a tradie. I'm a tradie's wife that helps run our business. Go the tradie's wives. Yep. And I'm always looking for ways to improve our business. So thank you for lots of helpful tips. So great to get a couple of reviews, guys. Thank you for that. And keep them coming. We really do appreciate the feedback. But as I said, we want to get this out to as many people as possible.
That's it. So if you want to know more about the show or check out our show sponsor, head to tradiesbusinessshow.com and /MYOB to learn more about MYOB Pay Direct. Until next time. See ya.
You've been listening to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.